from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, May 6th. Coming up, our series of community conversations about reducing gun violence in Champaign-Urbana continues Monday evening. We'll talk about the next News, Brews, and Beats event with our news director, Reginald Hardwick, in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Several abortion rights groups in Illinois are seeing an uptick in donations after the leak of a U.S. Supreme Court draft opinion on Roe v. Wade. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Planned Parenthood of Illinois says it's getting contributions close to end-of-year gift numbers. Personal PAC, which supports pro-abortion rights elected officials, says it's received $71,000 this week, a new record. Lynn Johnson of Midwest Access Project says it's a small nonprofit and more donations are definitely helping.
Midwest Access Project is working very hard to expand our clinical training network all around the country, so that we can offer procedural abortion training to anybody who wants it.
Pro-Life Action League says it hasn't seen a jump in donations, but its supporters are energized by the court's draft opinion. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Older Latinos believe support from non-family members is important, according to a recent University of Illinois study. More than 100 Latino residents in Illinois were asked to describe what positive aging means to them. Positive aging consists of having a healthy lifestyle going into older age, according to U of I social work professor Lizette Piedra. Piedra says the study was done to raise awareness and push for more programs to help older Latinos be healthy.
Even just creating the study, it creates an awareness that this is even possible, you know, that you can take people with language and cultural barriers and low economic status, and you could do things to promote a healthy last 2-3 decades of their lives.
Latinos tend to live longer compared to other ethnic groups. However, Piedra says few live a healthy lifestyle during their later years. The Danville Boys and Girls Club will be adding a bigger teen center to its building. Allison Silvestro of the Illinois Student Newsroom reports on how the new Golden Nugget Casino project is making it possible.
The Wilmot family, which owns the casino that recently broke ground in Danville, is donating to the city's local Boys and Girls Club. Jimmy Wilmot, the vice president of gaming, says Boys and Girls Clubs are special to his family. He says they are excited to help Danville's club in the form of a new addition to the group's building worth up to $1 million. The executive director of the Danville Boys and Girls Club, Rob Gifford, says they are planning to build a bigger teen center.
And we're working real hard right now on recruiting more teens and giving them more reasons to come to the club and things that will attract them to come to the club. And a new teen center is something that would do that.
Gifford says he hopes to provide gym equipment and gaming supplies in the teen center. I'm Allison Silvestro, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Leal Elementary School in Urbana plans to unveil a new mural this weekend. The mural is funded by the Urbana Public Arts Department and the Center for Latin American and Caribbean Studies at the University of Illinois. Co-artist on the mural and University of Illinois PhD student Gonzalo Pinilla says the project had little direction from adults and was primarily led by the children at the school.
They were themselves proposing ideas and for the composition of the mural. We basically provide a little more technical support to the process, but they were basically doing all the composition and all the ideas of the murals.
Since February, students and teachers have been meeting every week to complete the mural. It'll be displayed outside of the Leal Elementary School gym. Community members are welcome to attend the mural unveiling at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Still to come, a preview of our next News, Brews, and Beats event discussing ways to reduce gun violence in Champaign-Urbana. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Nature's new documentary, Hippo King, takes you on a journey to Zambia for the life story of a battle-scarred hippo bull. The film explores the hippo's 35-year lifespan, from its days as a vulnerable orphan to the battle that crowns him king decades later. From birth to exile to redemption, follow the life of the Hippo King and discover the secrets of one of Earth's largest land mammals. Learn how you can watch this and other science documentaries right now at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois Public Media is committed to having calm and comprehensive discussions about reducing gun violence in Champaign-Urbana. Our fourth News, Brews, and Beats discussion happens Monday evening. Illinois Public Media News and Public Affairs Director Reginald Hardwick helps moderate these forums, and he joins me in studio now to tell us what's coming up. Good morning, Reginald.
Glad to be here, Brian.
So what will be the focus of Monday's discussion?
We will be talking with four professional men who come from all walks of life and have differing views of how to impact this crisis. We'll talk with University of Illinois music audio professor Lamont Holden. He teaches music technology and how to make hip-hop beats to U of I students. We'll speak with Eric Miner, Chief Marketing Officer at the University of Illinois. He grew up in Champaign, pushed by his parents to pursue education. Also joining us, Samuel L. Smith. He is Director of Civic Engagement and Social Practice at the Krannert Center for Performing Arts. And we'll talk with State Farm agent Joe Stovall. He grew up in Champaign, earned a degree in chemistry, and worked for Dow Chemical before switching to a career with State Farm. And as always, the co-moderator will be Tracy Parsons, Community Relations Manager for the City of Champaign.
And Reginald, just tell us a little bit about why you chose these four particular guests.
All four men have varying lived experiences in growing up in Black communities and becoming successful in their careers. Some of them grew up with two parents at home their entire childhood. Some were raised by single parents. One panelist rose from a poor childhood in the South to attending private schools and colleges, thanks partly to a teacher who looked out for him. All four men have viewpoints of how we got to this point with violence and some solutions that may help end it.
What's the status of gun violence right now in our community?
According to the News Gazette, the city of Champaign recorded 34 shootings between January and the end of March. That's down from more than 40 around the same time last year. 17 people, sadly, were killed by gunfire last year in Champaign, and 10 in Urbana, and those were all-time highs.
Of course, News, Brews, and Beats started last fall, Reginald, and how have those discussions changed over time?
We've gone into all three of these forums thinking about the root causes of violence and having our experts, many who deal directly with children in Champaign-Urbana, have the conversation that's not being heard broadly. For example, in November, we had a discussion about mental health. Some of the shooters who are in their teens or 20s have experienced trauma, such as violence in their childhoods, and lacked access to mental health services. It wasn't that their families didn't care, but affordable mental health care, especially for young adults, hasn't existed in years. So the violence cycle continues. And earlier this spring, we talked with four principals from local schools. They talked a lot about the disconnect many youth feel in this community because there are a lot of resources for university students, but not much for young people in elementary, middle, and high schools. Here's Dr. Micah Jackson, principal at Yankee Ridge Elementary in Urbana.
And so now the school has become the hub. Everybody wants to come into school. Everybody wants to do programming within the school. And then when they leave our walls, they don't have anywhere to go. You know, they don't have anything to do. The park districts, you know, they have different, you know, types of programming and things like that, but it's not all accessible to all children. And so I think that that's something, you know, as we, you know, look abroad, even at the city, right? I think we do a lot for adults. I think we do a lot for students at the university. But for a certain population of kids, Skateland isn't cutting it. Just being real, Marketplace Mall is not cutting it.
So Reginald, where can people watch and ask questions on Monday night?
Well, everyone's invited to come on over to Poor Brothers Tap Room in downtown Champaign. Grab a seat in person by 6 p.m. The forum starts right around that time. We'll also stream the discussion on the Illinois Public Media Facebook page and YouTube channel.
And when does the beats in News, Brews, and Beats happen?
That's before and after our discussion. So when you get there to Poor Brothers, you'll be hearing DJ Icy Dre spin some old school R&B and hip hop. We'll take a 15-minute intermission during the discussion. And while DJ Icy Dre is playing the music, a speed paint artist will create art to the music.
That's our News and Public Affairs Director, Reginald Hardwick, talking about the next News, Brews, and Beats event Monday at 6 p.m. at Poor Brothers Tap Room in downtown Champaign. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies today with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 57 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Luis Velasquez, Allison Silvestro, Zainab Qureshi, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.